Agenda item four, Julie, lands transactions, briefing, public comment, and decision. Hey, Craig, don't run off. Go ahead, Julie. I just need to talk to Craig a minute.
Let's see if there's any.
Go ahead, Julie.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners, and Director. And you have a picture of the PowerPoint or a copy of it in your pocket as well. This morning, I have just one transaction for you. Julie Sander, Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. The transaction I'm presenting today is in northern Yakima County, about 10 and a half miles west of the town of Natchez.
The transaction is, there we go. Property owned by the LaPierre family. They've owned it for over 30 years in this area. The important thing to notice is the yellow color is our Oak Creek Wildlife Area. This is a very clear inholding in that area. The property we're proposing to purchase totals 92 acres, and we're funding it with a grant from the State Recreation and Conservation Office, Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program. The appraised value for the property is $513,600. The property is kind of bisected by the Tyatin River. It creates about a six-acre island, which is kind of a unique property here for us. It's immediately adjacent to Highway 12, just south and west of where it breaks from Highway 410, just down the road from our Oak Creek Wildlife Area headquarters. It's a unique property in that it creates that east side lower elevation of the Cascades with a myriad of ecosystems. So we've got intact shrub steppe on the ridges. We've got riparian area. We've got some conifers. We've got oak woodland. It's a full meal package. The property is located in a section that all of the yellow, as you see, is our wildlife area. Surrounded in red is what we're purchasing from the LaPierre family. There are still some smaller sections of private inholdings in this particular area. We're working with those landowners as well. The operation and maintenance costs, as you've discussed, for the property will be approximately $52 an acre in the next couple of years. While we're purchasing it in the next few months and until the grant closes, we have access to funds to do some weed control, fencing if necessary in this inholding, or survey, or some of that kind of work. But we'll put in our future budgets the request to add this 92 acres to our portfolio to get the additional operation maintenance funding necessary. The property is important to us because the landowners have raised goats and llamas and cattle, and there's a potential for sheep to be brought in and introduced to this area, which could impact our Tyatin bighorn sheep herd that we would like to reintroduce. We had to take it out several years ago because of disease problems, and inholdings like this that might raise domestic sheep could present a problem for that long term. The acquisition is critical, again, because it closes that inholding for us, gives us access to some really intact property, but look at the opportunities for recreation, public recreation, fly fishing, hunting, wildlife viewing, hiking. Through the management of our wildlife area, this just opens that riparian area. Just some great opportunities, but also the species opportunities to maintain some of our state priority species with this diversity of habitats. I would be glad to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for Julie? Commissioner Thorburn, I expect you have a motion.
Do we have public comment?
We actually find it here one moment. We do, but we don't have anybody signed up.
So I would move to approve this purchase as recommended by staff.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second that.
Second by Commissioner Linville. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Julie, thank you again. Good work.
Thanks, Julie.
Michelle and Heather. Nope, just sit down for a minute. One of my elderly colleagues, two seats to the left, made a comment a moment ago that old men say when they've been sitting in a chair too long. So we're going to move the break up ahead of you. It'll be a 10-minute break, if you don't mind. We'll be back at...
decided that. That's awesome. Yeah.
We'll be at 10:10, you're up, girls. Okay, thank you. Michelle Culver and Heather Hall. Take it away, ladies.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. I'm Michelle Culver, and with me is Heather Hall. We're